This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Carter?
Here.
Mr. Carnahan?
Here.
Ms. Dillard?
Here.
Ms. Durham?
Here.
Ms. Hutley Nagel?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Woods?
Here.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 present. Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of December 10, 2019?
Motion approved, distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Are there any announcements from members of council? Seeing none, I have one announcement this evening. Yes. I'm sorry, Mr. Street.
I'm going to start the year out arguing. I'm announcing that we shouldn't go forward with this meeting with that crap outside. None of us should be in here. Most of them shouldn't be out there. And what the city's done, scheduling this demolition on our council night is just over the top and needs to be dealt with accordingly.
Thank you. Would you like to respond to that real quick and share that what's going to that it's not going to be going forward right now?
No.
Ms. Churchill?
Just the jackhammering that was happening before.
It might be happening this evening.
Okay.
Excuse me. Well, so for the elevators, the garage elevators are working as you leave this evening. You have to enter them from the first floor of the garage in order to go downstairs to our vehicles. Okay, thank you. Next, introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting, except for those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 20001, amend the FY2020 approved operating budget, realign budgetary funding of $182,181 within the Department of Administration to fund software licensing. Ordinance 20002, amend the grants budget, appropriate $39,069.48 in emergency illegal drug enforcement EIDE funds from the State of Delaware Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the EIDE FY2020 Drug Control Overtime Grant to be administered by the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 20003, amend the grants budget, appropriating $98,390 of federal funds through the Delaware Criminal Justice Council, CJC, to the ABH CJC Case Manager Grant to be administered by the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 20004, amend the grants budget, appropriate $72,839.67 in state aid to local law enforcement salary funds from the State of Delaware Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the state aid to local law enforcement salary FY2020 overtime and training grant to be administered by the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 20005, amend the grants budget for FY2020, appropriate state funds of $121,350 from the State of Delaware Office of Management and Budget to the Census 2020 Outreach Grant, which is administered by the Office of the County Executive. Ordinance 20006, to provide for the installation of Granville streetlights in the French Park subdivision located in Pencader 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights. Ordinance 20007, to provide for the installation of Granville with Rib streetlights in the Silverwind Estates subdivision located in Pencader 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights. Ordinance 20008, to amend the Custer County Code Chapter 40, Unified Development Code, Article 3, Use Regulations, and Article 33 definitions regarding industrial uses.
Thank you. Next, we're moving on to reports from select and special committees. May I please have the reports from committees of council, beginning with the Personnel Subcommittee on January 7th.
The Personnel Committee met on January 7th. We talked about the vacant positions. And we also talked about having a resolution ordinance written for us in the considering weeks.
Thank you, Mr. Shelby. Next, moving on to the Land Use Committee. Mr. Packett.
Thank you, Madam President. Tuesday, January 7th, Land Use Committee met. We heard several resolutions and discussed the substitute rate ordinance 19078 for the septic elimination systems. And out of that conversation on substitute number 3, we have substitute number 4 tonight, which has a date certain that Councilwoman Durham had asked for in it.
Thank you. Next, the Public Safety Committee, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. We had our Public Safety Committee meeting this afternoon with the various divisions of public safety. We discussed three separate grants that will be received by our police department. In addition, we had a report from the colonel of our police department and his staff on the installation of the Varlata cameras that was obtained through a grant from state law enforcement assistant funding in a few of our parks so far. Are in their preliminary stage and more of a pilot program, but I believe that everyone on council felt that it was very worthwhile to not only begin the process but also continue it in the future. We had a report from our Emergency Medical Services Division, an update on our Paramedic Academy, vacant lieutenant positions, of which there are two, and an update on our paramedic reimbursement from the state of Delaware, and also 2019 year in review statistics. The Chief of Emergency Communications provided us with an update on the 911 Citizens Academy, an update on staffing, and also the 2019 year in review stats. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Next, Finance Committee, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. After approval of the minutes at the Finance Committee, we have three resolutions under consideration. One, to appoint Michael R. Smith to the position of Chief Financial Officer of Newcastle County. Another, to accept a land donation from a citizen of this county. Another resolution that would have council back the local service function changes under consideration in the Delaware General Assembly related to the task force related to fire service. Under ordinances, we had a grant from that we received from the state of Delaware that will go to the Newcastle County Housing Locator Help Program. We're co-funding that through community services. We also had a ordinance dealing with changes to the recorder of deeds fees. We had under other board and commission reappointment of Michael Finnegan to the Newcastle County Employees Retirement System Board of Trustees. We reviewed our state 2020 legislative priorities with Mr. Boyle. We reviewed and approved two grants. Nothing under expense and revenue roundtable, and general comments from the county executive, and then we adjourn.
Thank you, sir. Next, the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 20001, honoring the life and legacy of Mr. Robert L. Watson, Sr. Resolution 20002, honoring the life and legacy of Mrs. Martha T. Smith. Resolution 20003, congratulating and commending Lieutenant Jacob Andrews on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 20004, congratulating and commending Senior Lieutenant Jason Atley on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 20005, congratulating and commending Senior Lieutenant Patrick Malone on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 20006, congratulating and commending Senior Sergeant William Burley on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 20007, congratulating and commending Senior Sergeant Wesley Reynolds on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 20008, congratulating and commending Master Corporal Charles Chip Shepherd on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 20009, congratulating and commending Master Corporal David Cole on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 20010, congratulating and commending Master Corporal Deborah Provenza on her retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 20011, congratulating and commending Master Corporal Deshaun Price on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 20012, congratulating and commending Master Corporal Edwin Maxwell on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 20013, congratulating and commending Master Corporal Jeffrey Gauthier on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 20014, congratulating and commending Master Corporal Jose Barga on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 20015, congratulating and commending Master Corporal Joseph Arcangelo on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 20016, congratulating and commending Master Corporal Linda Sclossy on her retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 20017, congratulating and commending Master Corporal Mark Alfrey on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 20018, congratulating and commending Master Corporal Michael Justison on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 20019, congratulating and commending Master Corporal Sean Rankin on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department.
Can we hear that again?
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardi?
Yes.
Ms. Dillard?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. The consent calendar has been passed. Next are presentations. Do we council members, are there any this evening? Seeing none. Consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side and sign in by your name and affiliation. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced, and I open up the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your questions or comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from members of council. We will begin with R20020. I move that item R20020 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second. Resolution 20020, consenting to the appointment of Michael R. Smith to the position of Chief Financial Officer.
The title? Does anyone from the council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20020.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardi?
Yes.
Ms. Dillard?
Yes.
Ms. Drum?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R20020 is passed. Next, R20021, Mr. Sheldon.
I move the resolution 20-21 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 20021, authorizing the county executive to execute an agreement and other documents necessary to accept a donation of land at 0 Upper Pipe Creek Road from David R. Hamrick for county parkland and recreational purposes.
Mr. Sheldon.
Per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R2L021.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 13 yes.
R2L021 is passed. Next, R2L022, Mr. Sheldon?
I move the resolution 2022 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 20022 to rename the apartment complex known as Farron Village Apartments, tax parcel number 08038.40164, located on the east side of Farron Drive, approximately 300 feet north of Kirkwood Highway, to Kirkwood Crossing Apartments, application number 20190796, Council District 9.
Mr. Sheldon?
Per titum.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R2L022.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Drum?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R2L022 is passed. Next, R2L023. Mr. Woods?
Yes, I move that R20023 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 20023 to rename the apartment complex known as Limestone Terrace Apartments, tax parcel number 08044.40133, located on the west side of Limestone Road, approximately 1,190 feet south of Kirkwood Highway, to the crossings at Limestone, application number 20190744, Council District 1.
Mr. Woods?
Per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R2L023.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 13 yes.
R2L023 is passed. Next, R2L024, Ms. Dillon?
Yes, I move that R20-024 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 20024. Newcastle County supports certain amendments to Title IX, Chapter 11 of the Delaware Code as recommended by the task force created pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution Number 54 relating to the local service function and urges the Delaware General Assembly to enact legislation that approves certain recommendations of the task force.
Mr. Hunt?
Yes. If everyone remembers, this was discussed by the county solicitor last week. This particular resolution refers specifically to the local service function issue around the fire service.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20024.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R20024 is passed. Next, R19221, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. Resolution 19-221 remains tabled this evening.
Thank you. Moving on to ordinances, 019118, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 19-118 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 19118, amend the grants budget for FY 2020, appropriate stated dollar funds of $30,000 from the Home for Good partnership between the Delaware State Housing Authority and the Federal Home Loan Bank of Pittsburgh to the Newcastle County NCC Housing Everyone Locator Program Help Grant, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services. Mr. Haynes?
Thank you, Madam President. This $30,000 grant will go toward funding a position to start a program of Everyone Locator. The program is designed to assist those clients of ours who are on the housing voucher program. We have about 1,600 families. And as council members know, when we do open up the opportunity for folk to apply for Section 8, as it's normally called, there's always a very long line, a very need for people seeking opportunities for housing. And we all know that there's a dire shortage of affordable housing in Newcastle County. So what this person would do, it would create a roster of landlords who are willing to rent to low-income families. Oftentimes, people wait to get on the list, and they get on the list, and they take them a couple of years.
Mr. Hines, if I could interrupt you just for a moment.
Sure, go right ahead.
Can you have someone please go out and ask them to quiet down outside? I believe they had shared with us that there would not be any work going on during this time.
No, I thought it was just jackhammers. I'm going to be honest with you. They're using grinders now.
I think we.
Sir, are you able to just check? I'm sorry, Mr. Hollins, but I wanted you to be heard, and you will be heard on the record as well.
Y'all not never listen. Never listen. It's always 12 to 1. We won't violate 40.
Mr. Hollins, would you like to continue?
I'm almost done, but I just wanted to say that I think that there's a real need for this position. I'm happy that we were able to get the grant, which was a competitive grant that the Community Services Division was able to get, and it's going to serve not only the clients that we serve through Section 8, but also serve those property owners who are willing to help us to find housing for our clients, these 1,600 families that are on Section 8. And I know that oftentimes people will get one of our vouchers, and they're very, very happy to get the voucher because oftentimes it takes 2 or 3 years, as I mentioned. But then once they get the voucher, they still can't find a willing landlord that would accept Section 8 clients. So I think this particular person would help us and help these families and help these landlords as well to make our program a success for those families who are in need of affordable housing.
Thank you very much. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, and Mr. Stewart.
Seems like we're in need of affordable housing.
That's how we want it.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-118. Mr. Val?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Navel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. Thank you. 019-118 is passed. Next, 019-119, Mr. Smiley.
Mr. Cartier.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Like Ordinance 19-119, read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 19-119 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration, Section 2.03.004, Fees for Recorder of Deeds, relating to certain changes to fees of the Office of the Recorder of Deeds.
Mr. Cartier.
Yeah, thank you. This ordinance amends certain fees of the Office of the Recorder of Deeds of Newcastle County. In terms of fiscal impact, this ordinance projected positively impact Newcastle County by increasing recording revenue by $6,000. The total fiscal impact for fiscal year 2020 is anticipated to be $3,000, and this it represents a change from a previous ordinance that is no longer under consideration to have far less impact fiscally or financially on people seeking to record with the office.
project. Does anyone have any questions from council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-119. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Drum?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Neagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 13 yes. 019-119 is passed. Next, 019-088, and there was no amendment. That Ms. Dillon in the same, correct? Okay.
Thank you. I move that 19088 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 19088, revised zoning map, Brandywine 100, north side of Silverside Road, south side of Wilmot Drive. 3203 Silverside Road, tax parcel number 06052.00232, 0.35 acres from NC15 Neighborhood Conservation to NC15 and H Historic Overlay Zone.
Ms. Dillon?
Thank you. I just want to commend the owners, the Fishers, of this property that are proactively just placing, seeking to place H zoning on top of their property in order to help protect it into the future. As they witnessed a historic property neighboring them be torn down and lost. So I congratulate them on taking this proactive step and ask for everyone's support.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-088. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Drum?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Neagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
019-088 is passed. Next, substitute number 4 to 019-078. Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam Clerk, please read substitute number. Please lift substitute number 4 to ordinance 19078 from the table and present to council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Second.
Substitute number 4 to ordinance 19078 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 40, also known as the Unified Development Code or UDC, Article 22, drainage utilities, septic systems, parking, loading, and lighting regarding on-site wastewater treatment septic systems.
Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. I almost want to call for the vote here, but we might have some people to speak on this. But we've, you know, deliberated this in depth for quite a while now. And at the last Land Use Committee meeting, we discussed substitute number 3 to the ordinance to address at least some of the major concerns, which would extend this for up to 18 months, sorry. And Councilwoman Durham had mentioned that she didn't like just the analogy of that vague verbiage in here. So we drafted substitute number 4 to ordinance 19078 that has the date, which says this must be done by or it would sunset, and it would be August 26th of 2021.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. I believe we do have some people here. So you'll come right up, sign in. Yes, so you come up and state your name for the record. And I believe you have some slides to show us.
Yes, I do. Thank you. Stuart Ramsey, president of Newcastle County Farm Bureau and owner of Ramsey's Farm in northern Newcastle County, extreme northern. I'm going to speak in support of the 18-month extension. I appreciate the additional time. I think the time will allow everybody to get this right and to allow for the best science and a transparent, objective process. It's been a bit of a lot of chemistry, I guess, up to this point. You know, with the predecessor 1, 2, and 3 versions of this. I would expect the downzoning not be necessary in, as we go forward, and the agricultural community won't be able to support downzoning if that is, in fact, part of the solution that comes forward. The 18 months will allow this work and other work streams to feed in and help feed the master plan. So I think this is a good example of not getting the cart ahead of the horse, which was a little bit of where we were on the other. My comments, and this goes to, and for folks that know me, if I say I will fight for something and I'm on your side, it's a very good thing, and I will fight and help fix this problem. We need to preserve more farmland. That's one of the problems that we've got going on. If you go back through the legislation that created the original state program, this is just one page, and you see the priorities, basically prioritizing land that's at risk, highly jeopardized, near growth zones. Back in 1999, folks knew we were going to have a problem. If they would have followed the rules, and Newcastle County would have got their due, the problem that we're faced with right now would be not nearly as bad, and I will help fight to make this better. Next slide, please. Just to show you kind of how acute the problem is, basically the loss of farmland in Newcastle County, it's been dramatically more than that in any of the other counties. At least in terms of percentage, and that's the problem we're dealing with, right? Can't build schools fast enough, can't build infrastructure fast enough, and concerns about water quality and whatnot. Next chart. And I think there's a lot here, and I will email this to folks in council. I had printed copies, but they actually got distributed at another meeting. There's a lot going on in this chart. But if you look at it, what it basically says is that the funds that support the state ag land preservation program largely come from Newcastle County, but they do not get spent back into the county. And that first slide that I said, if you read it, you don't have to read much between the lines. It basically says Newcastle County, at least in the beginning, is the prime target for these funds. The land was jeopardized, it was threatened by development. So by definition, the funds should have been spent in Newcastle County. Only a very small fraction, to this point, are spent in Newcastle County. So I will help fight to change that in the short run, whether it means that we have to have our own county program for a short period or whatever. But we can't keep exporting the money to the state program and then have them basically use it as a bidding war for the cheapest acre gets in the program. And that's exactly what's happened. The cheapest acre is not the threatened acre. The cheapest acre is an acre that's not threatened. And that's how the program is being run right now. Whoever bids to give back the most and the cheapest acre gets bought out. And a lot of folks, I think especially Newcastle County folks, have gotten to the point where they have written the program off or the idea for ag land preservation because it's just not something that happens in their backyard. I think that's being short-sighted. I think we still can preserve more farms, and it will help us fix this problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Manson.
You can make a copy of this, maybe, and email it to folks. That way they get a copy. I apologize for not having physical copies. I'm going to grab my thumb drive on the way out.
Thank you. Will the next speaker please come forward? State your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
Hello, thank you. It'll be short. I'm Lois Cahill. I live at 1050 Vance Neck Road in Middletown, Delaware. My husband and I have a small farm. I've spoken to some of you before, and I just want to reiterate everything that Stuart has said here tonight and to let you know that my husband and I have owned our farm for 28 years, and we could have sold the land when we had the all of the building going on in Middletown. The developers were beating down our doors, but we believe in keeping open land. and we've been good stewards of the land, and we'd like to keep it that way. So I just want to say I appreciate everyone who has worked hard on this for us to come to some type of consensus, and this will give us time, hopefully, for all of us to sit down and talk about this whole situation. I feel like it's just been kind of thrown on us and has taken away our ability to make an option if we decided we did want to sell. This is our nest egg. We do want to keep the land open, but we do want to have options too. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Will the next speaker please come forward? State your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm Jennifer Kmetch. I'm the Executive Director of the Committee 100. We sent a letter to council members this morning in support of Substitute 4 to this ordinance, and I just wanted to restate our support tonight. We feel like the sunset period till August of 2021 as the farmers have mentioned, will give a period to spend some more time with this issue, make sure that transfer of development rights program is put in place to protect the land, and also to bring in groups like DENREC. I know Councilman Carter has some other technical experts, and the Committee 100 is certainly willing to bring members of our organization forward as appropriate, be they environmental engineers, to help with this effort so that we can put a good final solution in place. So we just urge council to work with the Land Use Department, DENREC, and Public Works in this intervening period to make sure that the final program matches up with the Southern Newcastle County Master Plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kamich. Will the next speaker please come forward? No?
You
just...
Under other.
Okay. So there's no more speakers for this issue now. Seeing that, I'm going to close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on substitute number 4 to 019078.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Doerr?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Neagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Substitute number 4 to 019078 is passed. Next, we have R20025 under item J. Mr. Cartier?
One moment.
Yes, I'd like resolution 20-025 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 20025 congratulating Boy Scout Troop 33 of the Delmarva Councilor Powder Mill District on their 25th anniversary.
Mr. Cartier?
Per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20025.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Doerr?
Yes.
Ms. Drone?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Neagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R20025 is passed. Next, does anyone from the public wish to address council? It looks like we have at least one, two, three.
I'm trying to get some more.
Please state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Peggy Schultz. I would like to request that the council make a very, very particular effort to to speak into the microphones as they share information and opinions, because without the use of the microphone, it's difficult to hear what people are saying. I sit quite close to the speakers, but their backs are to me, and I have a very difficult time hearing, and I'm sure that people in the back could not hear an unamplified voice. So I hope that they will be very careful about that, and I hope that, Madam President, you will help them remember to use the microphone.
I will do that. Thank you, Mrs. Schultz. We have another speaker. Mrs. Schultz, I'll let you know, hopefully also you don't have that background noise. So does anybody have the no cell phone?
I think I do.
No, but we got the money he wanted.
Yes, please go on.
The noise, like, that's why I first started coming here. How ironic. But good evening. I'd like to express a happy new year to all. The last council meeting, I spoke about questions that we had not gotten answers to, and I spoke to Senator Poore, and I guess she must have put some pressure on the director of DSAM, because we got an email answering all but one question. And it still looks to me as though those answers came from the legal department. The question that was not answered and was not addressed, had the residents at 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road been in recent contact with any programs within the court system or the police? Our community, I believe, has a right to know if, in fact, we have a privately operated prison in our community under whatever program you want to call it. At the last meeting, I listened to a debate on, as I call it, the septic tank tax. I'm here, and I would like to see if council would come up with some type of group home tax to help the residents in the surrounding community of these group homes receive a 2% reduction in property tax for the loss in their property values. Of the studies that I have read, property values decrease in the neighborhood of 14% to 17%. Let's not forget, these group homes, residential institutions, are businesses that are able to operate in a residential setting. How did this happen? A motel cannot come into a residential neighborhood and operate, and that is basically what is being allowed. Residents living near these homes deserve relief, and I am asking you to give that relief to them in form of property tax reduction.
Thank you very much, sir. Are there any other speakers? Seeing none.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn with a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned.
Wait a minute.
Aye.